Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Is best society.
Bong it out, Vic. There it is. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere. On the iHeartRadio app, if you can't find your way to the AM band, you can always listen to Petros and Money live in the moment, streaming live through the iHeartRadio app. You can also podcast, listen to anything you might have missed when you have an opportunity to listen, like our conversation with the mayor, Sean Casey. Yes, we are on a flex alert today going until 5:30 in Dodgers on Deck. We have already put over an hour of content into the books. And again, if you want to hear from Sean Casey ahead of tonight's Game 3 between the Dodgers and Giants, you can do that by downloading the iHeartRadio app, popping that AM 570 LA Sports icon, and hitting Petros and Money and reliving every last minute. And that goes for tonight's Dodgers game. If you can't find your way to a radio, as long as you're in Don Martin's geofence, you can listen to Dodgers-Giants playoff baseball tonight. Max Scherzer versus Alex Wood, old friend alert. And it is brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Just 90 minutes up or down the 10 from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Pop it off, Matt. We're all very excited about the night. We had Brandon Staley in the 4:30 hour. We have him scheduled. We have Andre Ethier this hour scheduled. And we have Sean Casey in the chamber on the iHeartRadio app for you to listen to, not to mention a recuperation weekend after drinking heavily for Ronnie Fascio.
How about that?
Tough deal. And some leg cramps from Matt. Andre Ethier, Brandon Staley, David Vasse, all still to come on this beautiful I'm a Horse Monday as we gallop forward in this uncertain time of the NLDS. But it sure is a lot of fun, and a Modelo Michelada from but great beer company will help things go down a little smoother. Because while you're in your casa relaxing after a long day of trabajo, you want to crack open a cerveza that's brewed with a spirit that fights. Fights like a wild gypsy, like Tyson Fury, and then sings a mixed-up version of Walking in Memphis poorly to a stunned crowd.
Is that Joe Exotic?
No, it's Tyson Fury.
Is that what he was singing?
Yeah.
I thought it was American Pie.
He usually sings American Pie, but he went with Walking in Memphis last night.
How about that? A Petros and Money Show staple.
He said, I went walking in Vegas. And everybody was like, oh, yeah. But he did drop the WC Handy. I mean, he had that.
WC Handy.
Yeah, yeah.
That weird accent of his.
I was walking in Vegas.
Freaking gypsy.
Gypsy King.
The Gypsy King.
Modelo Especial brew with the highest quality ingredients for taste.
It's like a damn movie, that fight.
Yeah, it was great.
It was ridiculous.
I mean, when you get big dudes throwing haymakers.
Right?
Can't lose. Everybody loves
that
it.
That guy's head's going to explode.
Yeah, well, the only person that can lose is one of those guys is the only two people that are going to lose. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly, not like those guys throwing haymakers at each other's faces. We had the prelims before, like the prelims were our lead-in on FS1. And there was like an Argentinian dude and a Cuban guy. And everybody's like worried, like, when's this fight going to be over? We're going to get on time and this and that. And I was like, to hell with the game. This is a hell of a fight.
What's the fight?
I mean, Cuba versus Argentina. Just, I mean, you don't win a decision off of those freaking places. No. You know, you're just throwing haymakers and blowing people's faces clean up.
Carry out on my shield.
You're Sparta. All right, it is time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
I'm going to try to do this justice because I was so inspired. Truly, there are some people you come across that can really move you. I think your father is one of those people. There's just something about them, the way they tell stories, the stories they have.
Physically.
Yeah, well, physically. That too. I think there is something to that. They also have a physical presence. And I got schooled in something that you know a lot about, and I'm guessing you're going to like hearing again. I have become friends with an old soul at my surf spot. He's my favorite person in the water. His name is Joe McMullen. It is a strange last name for a Samoan, but he's Samoan. He is a Fort MacArthur, born and raised San Pedro guy. And he dominated.
They got their own post office, you know.
Exactly.
Fort MacArthur got this, so you can't get in the mailbox there. It's got Fort.
BYU and San Jose State were there waiting. I'm going to send you these photos that he texted me.
How old is he?
I had mentioned he's – it's tough to say. You know, he's a grandfather.
Well, what year did he play for the U?
I don't know because I don't want to – he looks so young, you know. He looks like he's in his 50s, but I'm guessing he's probably in his 60s would be my guess. And it's like mid-60s. I think. I don't know. I don't want to insult him because he could break me in half. He's a giant Samoan guy. But he had a bad eye injury, and he lost his scholarship. And as he was down, he said someone, you know, mentioned that he'd be such a great leader that he should get into coaching. So he coached high school football, City. He did Carson and Banning, 6 CIF League championships in his 11 years. And he said his brother... And your number of the day is 75 because he said 75 was the number that was given to the badass. And his brother was a badass at San Pedro and wore the number 75. I'm going to send you his brother, Sam, who unfortunately is no longer with us. And he was telling me some stories because I gave him tickets to the Charger. He had mentioned he loves going to football games, hadn't been in a long time. And I said, listen, why don't I give you my Charger tickets? Go see the Chargers Browns. And he was so inspired and excited by that game that he ends up sending me all these texts and telling me these stories and how he knows your family and, you know, how proud San Pedro natives are, the Papadakis name, you know, the Pedro people. I just sent you the picture of his brother Sam, who was nicknamed One Punch Sam because
– Well, it's a fist fight in town.
Yes. And
bare knuckles boxing town.
He mentioned that his brother Sam – was just, again, a wrecking machine. And
at
when
Pedro
Banning,
High.
At San Pedro High. And when Banning was making a run with Ferragamo and was destined for a city championship, Pedro was the one team they were worried about, specifically his brother. So they brought in a guy named Frank Manu Maleuga.
Oh, I know him.
So Frank was brought in to slow down Sam, only Sam wrecked him. Because they used to play in the park together, and he said arguably the greatest play for their family was when Sam got by Frank for a safety and one of the biggest San Pedro High School wins ever, knocking off that Vince Ferragamo Banning team. I'm going to send you another photo of him, but he's coached around town. A lot of people know who he is. His name's Joe McMullen. He's a great guy, and it was just really cool kind of hearing it. I thought you'd enjoy hearing it again, the people that play high school football from whatever – time this was, whenever Ferragamo played, so I'm guessing he's probably in his 60s, right, would be my guess.
Well, if Frank Malamalayuna, he played at Banning, okay, and he was a Kansas City Chief from 79, and then San Jose State, that would have been Dennis Erickson in those days, I think. So we're talking like around my dad's, yeah, the early 70s.
Probably early 70s, yeah. He said his brother, because his name was McMullen, was the first Samoan to get recruited to Notre Dame. He didn't know. So they just recruited this guy,
yeah, my roommate,
Sam McMullen.
One of the great Samoan running backs ever, Capistrano Valley High School, Malifo McKenzie. McKenzie. And now he's a fireman in Long Beach. Great stuff. I mean, those San Pedro Banning games of those days were epic and mock epics for every young person, you know, living in the area, whether you were a fan or a player. There's a guy who's a great plumber in San Pedro named Polky Olguin, and he wrote a book called The Upset about a game that Pedro beat Banning in. And Ronnie Barber was the most famous, you know, as a running back from San Pedro High, the most famous guy out there. I mean, if McMullen took out Mana Maluyunga, that's like taking out Freeman McNeil for Banning. That's the number one guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was his brother Sam.
How's his eye now? Is his eye okay?
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, he's a killer surfer. He actually he volunteers. He does a ton of stuff with like the lifeguards and all those people in HB. He teaches people how to surf. He's in the water now, but he was a football coach for a long time. I sent you those photos. And he's one of those guys, you know. When he paddles out, you just get a big smile on your face, and he and I just end up kind of – we connected, and we always talk whenever he's out there, and he's such a great dude. And then all of a sudden, he started talking football when I mentioned when he kind of figured out who I was. And so then he obviously knew your family and all that, so that's, I think, what kind of connected us. And
he's go Pirates.
Got all these awesome stories.
You go to Banning Pedro stories. Now, just bring your shank.
There you go.
Your shank and swing
it's
around.
It's a different time. Different time.
It's still the same. I mean, it's still a lot of fighting there. A lot of fighting. Okay, it is time for the word of the day. Yeah, I'll just say
it. He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is right on cue. On Friday, during the college football whip around, we had a limited time to get into everything because, you know, big baseball days going on around here. But I did have to send a little warning, you know, because, you know, Seattle lost on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what was coming because USC's been down. And I knew somebody would start wedging their chin around and making some calls and be like, hey, why don't you ask me about this? Why don't you talk to me? But here's let's flash it back and listen to Matt and I's conversation from Friday. As a warning, I need to inform USC fans that the 2-3 Seahawks continue to struggle, and no one should be surprised if Pete Carroll spends the offseason sniffing around L.A. and inserting himself into USC groups and events.
Ooh!
Just remember when I said that.
Ooh! Russell Wilson going to demand a trade because he's out 6 to 8 weeks. The Seahawks are going to find the seller of the NFC West. Escape plan for Pete Carroll, and he returns.
You know he's going to sniff around.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, he's going to try to have some influence, whatever that influence may or may not be.
Oh, I thought you meant he might, you know, do the J-Rob and just come back for a second.
He might try it.
Let's go.
I don't see how they could do it.
Oh, he'd come back on. Hey, Pete and the Money Man. Bringing on some Springsteen.
That was just Friday.
Today, Sam Farmer, in a conversation with, guess who? Pete Carroll. Asked him about USC. What a coincidence. Sam Farmer says, you were at best the third choice for the USC job. Did they luck into you? You know what Pete's answer was? He got me at a good time. Yeah. They caught me at the right time and I was ready to go. I had enough failed experiences to learn from. Eddie Ogeron being there, Sark, Lane, incredible coaches that were there and a big part of it. We hit it right. Yeah. Question is, why don't they just do it again? It's hard, you know? As head coaching is, it's hard, complex. But in that environment, in that setting, it's a challenge. It wasn't too big and it wasn't too much fun. It fit just right. That's why it was such a great time in my life. And then Sam asked, so has USC asked for your input in the current situation? Hey, ask me about if they've asked me if I put my input in the current situation. I don't even know anybody hardly down there. They've changed so much. I don't even know what's going on. That's a good thing. They don't need me. Pete, look, just don't be so transparent. Just wait a couple weeks before you call Sam and ask him to interview you. I mean, my God. It's so sad when people become that predictable, isn't it?
I was excited. I wanted more. You think you should go with Jackson Dart or Keaton Slovis? What would you do? Why do these defensive linemen look like linebackers and the linebackers look like safeties?
Favorite,
what would you do?
My favorite line is, you know, we were kind of a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why do you think? Maybe because of the crippling sanctions?
They had no crippling sanctions and no scholarship.
And maybe because you used your influence to get Lane and Sark hired when they weren't ready for the job and they both collapsed under it and the crippling thing?
Tough act to follow.
I mean, look at the questions that Sam asked. USC wasn't in great shape when you took over in the late 2000s. A little like the situation now. What do you remember about that opportunity? I mean, are you kidding? Sam, come on. Tuck your shirt in.
Oh.
Did it surprise? Did you surprise yourself with the early success? I don't know, Sam. We started out 6-6 in the first season, you know? Jesus. God. Come on, guys. Try not to be that predictable. I mean, when we predicted on Friday, Sam, wait a week.
Maybe you planted the seed. Maybe it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. You predicted it would happen. Sam heard you predicted it would happen, and then Sam made it happen based on your prediction that it would happen.
We were pretty tough act to follow, you know. Yeah, why you think so there, coach? Maybe because they wouldn't trust a coach ever again after you wouldn't do anything anybody said and drag the NCAA into a 5-year investigation?
That's true.
It ruined two generations of USC football? Must be jealousy, you're right.
They're just jealousy. Just jealous of us and what we have here.
Celoso.
Like that guy peeing on the wall and letting his D dongle all over the place. Right across from Galen Center when there's a bunch of kids walking around.
Just pay for parking. Pay for parking, man.
Why would I do that?
Because you're not going to see the dong. That's why.
The dog was on the corner where you cross.
Bing dong!
This is the song of the day.
Dong is on the corner. Dong is on the corner.
Y vamos ya is our song of the day from Sergio Mendez and Juanes. An easygoing Latin spice tune to get us going. On an I'm a Horse Modelo Michelada Monday on the Petros and Money Show, where a flex alert is in order. Because of the Dodgers baseball, Dodgers National League Division Series playoff baseball. That's what's happening. And it's taking place at Dodgers Stadium against the San Francisco Giants in a true rivalry that's well over 100 years old. And Tim Cates will get you warmed up with the playoff edition of your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck program that begins at 5:30.
You know, we've lost a couple games, Sam, and kind of want to change the narrative, talk about SC, you know?
I'm the guy.
I don't want people to talk about Seattle because we suck so bad. I'd like to talk about USC and the great days. Springsteen, woo!
Get that cruiser bike oiled up and ready to ride.
Oh, I see you out there on the strand, Smith!
P and the Money Man, what's happening? All right.
Money Man, money!
Hey, song of the day, the dudes! Long train running, let's go! All right!
Andre Ether's next.
A tu lado solo siento primaveras, tanto tiempo.
This is Petros and Money.
AM 5-7. Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. And remember, we have Dodger Baseball tonight, presented in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes out of the 10 from wherever you are, Morongo, good times. 5:30, Tim Cates and his cast of characters. Dodgers on deck. 6:37, first pitch, Max Scherzer versus old friend alert, Alex Wood for the Giants. Series currently tied at one game apiece. The Braves earlier today took a 2-1 lead on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Joining us now, live from the field, the French-Mexican Prince of the Desert, throwing out the first pitch tonight as a proud ASU alum doing pro bono work for Vasse's podcast, a Northridge guy.
Jeez.
Extra innings podcast brought to you by Corona. But here on PMS on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, a beloved Dodger and somebody still so much embraced by the fan base, he's out there tonight. We're going to be happy to see him. The great Andre Ethier on PMS once again. What's cracking, Andre? How are you?
What up, guys? But hey, I like to make a note. I'm getting paid now by Vasse and his show in those little mini Corona bottles. So I'll get to go.
Coronitas. Look at them. They're so small. They fit in my hand. Make my hand look big.
Exactly. So that I get paid in one of those, one per
Perfect.
Show. So that's up to a sip. I get one sip and then I can go.
We got to ask you. Baseball players can put it down, you know. We got to ask you honestly, because you know not everybody that played for the Dodgers, even if they had a great career, is beloved by the fans and always asked back and part of things that are going on. But what is it that makes you keep coming back? That makes the people want to see you? Why do you think?
The fans. Just giving back. I've received so much and had a great career and got a lot out of playing here. And, you know, it's a chance to come back and give back and honestly support the team that I've grown to love and was such a big part of my life. And now I get to be a fan along with them. So it's a great time to, you know, come back and be a part of this and sit here and be a fan and enjoy, you know, giving back to them.
Andre, is there an advantage to be had from a pitcher or hitters if you spent some time with the team that you're facing, you know, like the case of Alex Wood versus the Dodgers tonight?
I think it goes both ways. You know, when a guy like Alex spent so much time over here and has had a chance to, you know, maybe see the strengths and the weaknesses of you know, the Dodger hitters, I think he's going to use that. But at the same time, I think that goes with, you know, our hitters and the staff that's been around him. You kind of know what makes him tick and what makes him work. And maybe there's a little advantage to getting under his skin. And I hope they exploit every bit of that, you know, in tonight's game.
Would you fraternize with your former teammates? Like, is it feel good? Is it playoffs? So you don't want to even see him or talk to him? Like, what happens, you know, when you see him walking around on the field and it's a playoff game?
I mean, yeah, you definitely give him a little nod, but, you know, playoffs, I think more than anything, when those guys are wearing, you know, those awful colors across the other side of the field and you don't want any part of them. And I always like to joke, I don't like to even put a name with that team because it doesn't deserve to be spoken out of his mouth. So, yeah, I don't think it's all bets are off, gloves are off. Go out there, beat that other team any way you can.
Andre Ethier throwing out the first pitch like a G. He's not going to look like Conor McGregor, I'll tell you that, on the Petros and Money Show on AM.
I might throw it underhand. I'm playing more softball these days, so if I can have one of those big green-yellow balls to throw.
Show the people how you've changed, Andre. He is our guest right now on the Petros and Money Show, and we're thrilled to have him. Dodgers Giants going down tonight. Could not be a more exciting set of circumstances. You look at the current makeup of this baseball team, and you look at the Giants, Andre, and you know, we haven't talked to you all year. Vasse's been hogging you. Are you surprised at what they pulled off?
I don't think I'm only surprised. I think a lot of people are surprised.
Everybody.
I've run into quite a few former major league players in Arizona over the course of the summer. Even one of them plays on the same soccer team as my 5-year-old, you know, we have 5-year-old daughters on the same soccer team back in Phoenix. And he said the same thing. If you would have told me April 1 that the Giants would be in the spot they're in, he would have laughed at you in your face. And I think there wasn't many believers, and I think rightfully so. And you got to give them a lot of credit for, you know, the way they've done and put it together. And some of those guys have had a great bounce back years after a couple down years. And Farhan has a way of massaging rosters and players to get the best out of them. And, you know, he was a great guy when he was over here with the Dodgers. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm happy for him, but I'm not surprised.
It's so weird trying to figure out the playoffs. You know, it seems like starting pitching ends up dominating, but if I told you, Andre, you could have one or the other and you have to pick, and that's either your offense is in top form, you're gonna score runs, or your pitcher is going to be dominant. Which one do you think gives you the better advantage to get a win in the playoffs?
The dominant pitcher, for sure. You know, pitching and defense wins World Series. I think you can figure out a way to scratch a run across and do that. But if you're going to get a guy to go out there and dominate and give you a shutout or a 1-1 ball game, I'll take that every day than going out there and scoring 10 runs and losing a 10-run offensive effort. That's that's about as heartbreaking as it gets on that side. But, you know, that one run shutout game that your staff can go out there and throw and give you a chance to only have to put a few runs up, I think that's all you can ask for.
What can you tell us about what we've seen, you know, as a left-handed guy and all that, what we've seen Cody Bellinger go through and what you think might be the solution?
Rest. I think that's the biggest thing for him is he just needs some rest. The guys had some bad luck this year and or even starting last year in their World Series, that freak accident, him and Kike jumping up and subluxing, dislocating, I don't know what the heck you call it, is, you know, his shoulder there, and has kind of led to a snowball effect of, I wouldn't say necessarily these injuries, but just, you know, not being right. And you got to give him a lot of credit. You know, big players show up in big games, and I think that's what you saw in these last, you know, two of these last three playoff games is he's figured out a way to grind, battle, figure out a way to contribute. You know, two stolen bases the first game, a hit, a walk, and then big hits for us there in game two. And I've told a lot of people, 25 guys or whatever the roster is, 26 guys, and every one of those coaches believe in him and believe that the next at-bat is going to be the one that snaps out of it, and that's all that matters. It really is. It's all that matters when it comes down to it when you're playing in games like this is that you have the belief and the trust of your teammates and the people in that locker room with you. We can all sit here and guess and cheer or boo or whatever, but the wins and losses comes down to those guys who show up and play. And if you have, you know, not belief or trust in each other, that's when it gets tough. But I can see it, by the way, and you can see the interactions. And I know a lot of guys on that team, they're not, you know, counting him down. And you can see, by the way, he showed up here the last couple games.
Andre is someone who won a Silver Slugger and was an all-star. I mean, he finished as a, you know, kind of top 10 guy, maybe top 5 guy in MVP voting. I think so many people watching see the shift, and they ask, why can't they hit opposite the shift? What can you tell those folks about what those challenges are and why it's so hard to beat the shift?
Yeah, that's a complicated question, complicated answer. You know, it's one where when you have your swing set up a certain way and you're trying to approach the game and your strengths, most people's strengths aren't to go the other way and beat that shift and punch those holes. And, you know, it's given to you so many times over and over, you know, play the game to your strengths, you know, swing to your strengths, approach at bats to your strengths. And, you know, guys to, you know, it could be one swing of a bat that changes the game. You know, with lightning, you know, lightning in a bottle type thing, that one run, that two run homer that just kind of sparks the game and gets it going. So it's tough to kind of get off that and want to just punch a ball down the, you know, down the third base line when they're shifted over as a lefty or, you know, vice versa on a righty. But yeah, it just takes a lot more of a regressing to get back to like this simple punch, be late, see the ball the other way. And like you said, mechanically wise, it's tough to adjust your contact point, maybe if you're so set up and being an attack in a certain zone, a certain place out in front, and now you have to back that ball up a little bit to try to square up a ball and hit it, you know, now on the other third or quarter of the field. Yeah, it's a complicated thing when you're just up there trying to make the best contact you can. And you have a swing geared towards that contact, which is into that shift.
The great Andre Ethier, the sweet swing of success, as my father used to say. We love talking to him on the Petros and Money Show. First pitch today. It's going to be presidentially inspirational for Dodger fans.
Let's go.
Tonight.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's not going to underhand it. How dare you even implicate
it? I'm going down the bullpen right now to warm up, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, get over there. Tell Pryor to move out
how
of the way.
How hard are you going to throw it, Andre? Like, is that like a 60-mile-an-hour throw? What are we looking at?
I mean, come on, let's try to hit 70s at least. Let's get a 7 in front of the digit. I'm going to go throw about 86, 87 pitches in the bullpen right now, get really hot and loose, and have one of the clubhouse guys come out, rub some icy hot on my shoulder, and we'll be good to go.
Fire up the bullpen catcher. Thank you, Andre. Yeah, have a great night tonight.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Andre.
Enjoy being celebrated, man. You deserve it. The Extra Innings Podcast with the one and only David Vassay. If you're working pro bono for Coronitas.
Coronitas, yeah. Coronitas.
Coronita.
Right in my hand, say Corona Rita.
Right here in my hand, brother. Brandon Staley still to come. Top story of the day next. David Vasse with the latest from Dodger Stadium at the top of the hour. Ooh. It's PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of the NLDS tonight.
They all the Benzu, and they all ask for you. They all ask for you.
For who?
Well, even inquired about you. I went on down to the Audubon Zoo, and they all asked for you. The monkey's ass, the tiger's ass, and the elephant asked me to.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Happy to be back with you. A big thank you to the McMullen brothers, Andre Ethier, Sean Casey. How are we going to call Casey? David Vasse will join us in the very next segment. David. But now, it is time.
Top story of the day.
Well, I don't want to take too long. A nice little 50 spot here as it is playoff day for the Dodgers. But just a quick tip of the cap to what went down at SoFi Stadium yesterday between the Chargers and Browns. One of the more entertaining, very well could end up being the most entertaining game of the regular season.
Kind of harken,
hell of a game. Harken back to the Monday nighter at the Coliseum between the Chiefs and the Rams.
I thought I was watching Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack running the ball out there in Kareem Hunt and Chubb. I mean, man. Wow.
You had over 1,000 combined yards in one game between two teams. You had a team for the first time in NFL history pile up 500 yards of offense, not turn the ball over, score 40 points, and lose the game. A combined 41 points in the fourth quarter, 26 of them by the Chargers, and Justin Herbert doing something that had not been done in a long time, and that is score 5 total touchdowns and pass for over 375 yards with 0 interceptions. If you like offensive football, and not everybody does, this was something to behold. The defenses had either 0 answers, were just totally outclassed by the offenses on this afternoon. It was
a
track meet.
It goes down like that, you know, in the same way you have a game that's 6-3 and you say, my God, you know, how could an NFL quarterback not, well, you know, it, same with an NFL defense. If the offenses get rolling and nobody can get off the field, it piles up and then you just hope that your defense can bail you out at the end, and that's what happened.
So it got me thinking, and I totally understand how this is going to be received because obviously I work for the Chargers and by no means are they the most popular team in town. But as I got to thinking about Justin Herbert and where we're currently at, because what he's doing right now has put him not in the middle of the MVP conversation, but at the top of the MVP conversation.
He's playing the best football of the NFL right now.
He is. So you're talking about a superstar at a position that is arguably the most popular sporting individual in America, a quarterback of an NFL franchise. And of all the superstars we have here right now, he's the most, believe it or not, Los Angeles of them all. LeBron James won titles in Cleveland.
Wait. LeBron James is the reason the Dodgers are doing well. Haven't you heard Colin Cowherd?
Right? He's the one that led the Dodgers to. So LeBron
Don't you
James
say LeBron's
won,
not L.A. He the Blaze Pizza.
LeBron James.
Exactly. So Mookie Betts won a World Series in Boston. Clayton Kershaw, unfortunately, is out injured and is no longer in the peak of his career. I think you might be able to go. I mean, Trey Turner, Max Scherzer have been traded here. I guess you could do the Corey Seager thing. He was the World Series MVP last year. But when you go to the Rams, Aaron Donald was drafted by the St. Louis Rams. He played there for a couple seasons before they moved here.
He's an East Coaster. He's an old Bay head.
Exactly. He is an ACC, University of Pittsburgh guy. Justin Herbert was drafted. There's only two Chargers left that played in San
He's
Diego.
He's a Permanente
Keenan Allen
face.
And Joey Bosa. I mean, Justin Herbert was drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers. He won a Rose Bowl at the Rose Bowl for the Pac-12,
Oregon. Yeah, he's a West Coast player.
West Coast guy. And, again, He has done something over the last 3 weeks. If you want to just go beyond the game yesterday, 5 combined touchdowns, 398 pass yards. The last 3 weeks, 12 total touchdowns, 11 passing, 0 interceptions, 3 straight wins, 1 in Kansas City, 1 against their chief rival, the Raiders, in primetime on Monday night, and 1 against a team that won a playoff game last year and is one of the best teams top to bottom in the league in an absolute shootout when his defense had no answers to try to slow them down. They had to put it on his back and say, just, you got to go out there and trade haymakers. And he was able to do it. And
he does it in a very unassuming kind of very humble, very kind of throwback type of way. He really is. And some people thought, you know, when he got drafted that he was sort of a boring player.
Yeah.
But that's really come all the way out the other side. He's not only not a boring player, he's probably
he's the most exciting player in the NFL.
Yeah, he's really exciting, and his general attitude about how he goes about his business, him and the tailback, I just think they're both really stand-up, great representatives and individuals for any NFL franchise, and it happens to be the Chargers.
Yeah, look, if it's gonna work, and you know, it feels like it's definitely growing, that's for sure. Man, do they have the right guy. And the interesting, I guess if you want to call it interesting, but something that is interesting, and look, they say it's all about winning. Well, it's not just about winning, it's how you win. I mean, like you said, humble, very likable individual, drafted by this franchise here in Los Angeles, has a team atop there, the number one seed as it stands right now in the AFC. All of their wins have come in conference. They lead a very tough division. The other three teams just got losses this week, and this is the nastiest part of their schedule to navigate here at the start of the season. They got to travel to Baltimore, but he is doing things. The numbers that he is posting have been done by each of those MVPs in their MVP season in each of the last 3 years, if that makes sense. What Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, then Lamar, then Aaron Rodgers did in their MVP seasons, piling up this type of three-game stretch to start the season is what put them on the path to the MVP. Look, it is a
he's
fickle,
on the path. The team is on the path. You know, they're on a great path.
And they're fun to watch.
Being 4-1 is different than being 3-2. And that was a tight game, but those are the type of games you have to win.
Yeah, and they are winning tight. So hey, one thing the Chargers know how to do: play tight games. that's for sure. Whether they're high scoring or low scoring, they certainly know how to keep it interesting. And yesterday was wild. It was exciting. There was great electricity. It was the most Charger fans I've seen in that building it's only been three home games. But the afternoon. Quite the afternoon out there. And, it sounds crazy, but he might be the biggest star in L.A. for a team that, you know, when you try to slot where the teams belong, I have no idea where they fit in. But individually, he's playing better. And he's playing the position that, again, is probably the most celebrated individual position in all of sports in America.
Well, let's see how Trey Turner plays tonight, okay? I mean, let's...
That's a great point.
And what about Julio?
What about Julio?
I mean, he's Mexican.
World Series hero.
Buenos dias, Justin. Game 3 of the NLDS is tonight.
And he speaks Spanish.
Dodgers,
what about that?
Giants. Hola, Herbert.
Como estas?
David Vasse will join us next live from Dodger Stadium. Vamos a la playa. Vamos a la playa.